Well, this weekend, with Memorial Day weekend coming up, that means it's Tivoli time, and Tivoli Fest is right around the corner. Lisa Riggs from the Danish Windmill is with us here this morning. Lisa Steen Riggs will talk all about Tivoli Fest, because there's lots to talk about, right?
That's right. So this is our 36th annual Tivoli Fest in the Danish villages of Elkhorn, Kimmelton. Most of the activities will be happening in Elkhorn this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our theme for Tivoli Fest this year is Generations of Love. And the reason we came up with the idea, you know, we're one of the largest Danish rural settlements in the United States, and we figured for over 100 years the Danish villages have been a great place to live, work, and raise our families. And so we think it's very apparent that there's many generations of love that have existed and still exist today. So with that, that's our theme, and we're going with it, and we're having fun with that theme. As you know, we have the new Morning Star Chapels located on the windmill grounds, and we're having a mass vow renewal on Sunday at 12 o'clock, where people can come and renew their marriage vows, and they get a really cute certificate, and you can get married, remarried by the mayor, Stan Gents. Just a fun time. But to back it up, our festival is starting Friday late afternoon when the Iowa Beer Tent is opening up. It's all craft beers from Iowa, plus they're nice enough to add a Danish beer, Carlsberg, and that's from 3 to 10 on Friday evening. And we're having the Diego Garcia Reunion Band. And they haven't played in 10 years, and they're alumni from the old Elkhorn Kimmelton School, and that's from 7 to 10, and that'll be a free will donation at the gate. Plus, we're kind of calling, these is Generations of Love, we're kind of thinking we'll call it a bachelor and bachelorette evening, and we'll have some games and maybe auction off our Tivoli chairman, Dustin Peterson. He's a bachelor, and we got a couple others we could auction off for a dance. We're just going to have a lot of fun with it. The Tivoli committee serving Danish hot dogs that evening. Just a fun time, so stop by. And then, of course, Saturday morning, that's the official start, and we have the M&M run from Mill to Mermaid, from Elkhorn to Kimmelton. It's a 5K, very relaxed. We have registration of $5 each. The top placers by age get t-shirts. It's just a fun-filled Danish American festival. We have the raising of the flags by the mayor and the official Tivoli king and queen, who is Merlin and Jeanette Knutson of Elkhorn, and you'll see them throughout the weekend in their crowns, and we have a lot of fun with them. And, of course, at the fire station is kind of the main hub. You know, if it rains, we're moving, you know, all the entertainment from the windmill to the fire station. That's where the Elbowskeevers and the Diestepulse is. And at the Elkhorn Town Hall is on Saturday only, but they have the Danish open-faced sandwiches. You know, the parades at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Saturday evening, the FFA is serving steak sandwiches. We have our local restaurants are open, and we have, like, carnival food that's available. We have street vendors in front of the egg crate. I think they have quite a few that will be selling their wares, and that's very Danish. We call it the walking street, and I think they call it Stroget Street. And then up and down Main Street, there's things going on. The library will be doing games following the parade. Also, we have Danish folk dancers, Scandinavian folk dancers. We have musicians. It's just all ongoing. And, of course, you know, we invite you to, you know, tour the Danish windmill, which was brought over 40 years ago back in February. So we have a lot to celebrate that way. We're raising funds to get the windmill turning again. So we have a lot of things going on. The stage, the windmill stage, we have the happenings there, the entertainment. The Vikings will be coming to town. They promise not to, you know, loot and pillage the community. They're nice Vikings, so we have a lot of fun with them. The Museum of Danish America have some great exhibits. They have new exhibits. They have their permanent gallery. They have some featured exhibits. The main one now is called Sport, for sport's sakes. It's about athletes and Danish Americans. They have art by Gert Mathiesen, and they have photographs for the National Geographic by a Danish photographer. They have crafters from noon to four. They have a Lego All-Star. They have a young man from Blair, Nebraska, that demonstrates his skills and helps builders in the play area with all the Legos. And as you know, Legos are actually from Denmark. That's where they're made. And in the afternoon, they have the children's ring riding bicycle competition, and that's at 2. And not to confuse you, all this can be seen on DanishWindmill.com or DanishVillages.com is the program. You can pick up this program in any of the businesses. Of course, Bestemor's House is open, the Genealogy Center, the parade's at 11 again, stop at the fire station for food and entertainment, town hall for the Danish sandwiches, and the library is having a Lego contest exhibit, they're having a photo booth, they're having a Lego movie, and something new this year, we're trying to move our fitness center out of the town hall basement into the old fire station. So they'll be giving tours of the actual fitness center also, and they also had some beautiful paintings donated that they'll be raffling off to help finish the brand new fitness center that we're all so proud of. Sunday, we start out right away. We have a local community church service at the west door of the Elkhorn High School. That's at 10:30. And they have special music by the Whitney Street Worship. We have the Tour de Tivoli bike ride. That's register at 8 a.m. at the windmill. It's a 26-mile bike ride, and the official start is at 9 a.m. And with your fees, your registration fees, you get food tickets and I don't know what all, but it's a great deal. And you travel 26 miles, and it's called Tour de Tivoli. So it's a great way to get in shape for Reg Bry. We have Dwight Lamb returning in his 8-button accordion that came from Denmark. And Dwight is in his early 80s, and he's quite famous in Denmark because he learned the old traditional Danish folk tunes from his grandfather that got lost in Denmark, and these tunes showed up in Monona County, Iowa, so he's great to watch. And again, the mass vow renewal ceremonies from 12 to 1. We have Danish folk dancers again. The Elbow Skeevers and the Medista Plus, it does close a little bit early, I think around noon, so they start serving at 8 a.m. in the morning, so it's a good time to get out Sunday morning. You can also watch the antique tractor drive that leaves at 9 and will go down Main Street. And again, the museum will be open. It's just a fun time in the Danish Villages, and we're quite impressed. For a town of 650 residents, we think we put on a really good festival. We have a lot of great volunteers. Everybody gets together to get this done, and it's just kind of to show off our small communities, also to honor our Danish heritage. And we know not everybody's Danish, but it's fun to come to see how other ethnic groups live. And that's kind of a story of all of America right now, but we are highlighting our Danish heritage.
Fun is fun. It doesn't matter what ethnicity.
Right.
Well, I didn't think it was possible to get everything in our short time here this morning, but Lisa, I think you got as close as you could.
Oh, I could probably talk another hour, Tim. There's just so much to see and do.
Well, there really is. And is there still time for folks to get involved in the renewal, the vow renewal ceremony? Do they have to register ahead of time?
We'd like to have them register, but they can show up that day. But it's easy to do. Just go on to DanishWindmills.com, and it's on our home page. The lower left-hand corner is kind of everything to see and do and the forms to fill out. We just like to have an idea because whoever pre-registers gets a beautiful marriage vow renewal certificate signed by the mayor. It's exciting.
That's something different, you bet. Something a little different this time. Well, you know, I sometimes look at the community of Elkhorn and think, you know, for a small town like that, they probably have more than they should have, considering this population size and things. But I guess that just goes to show you the amount of pride and ability to step in and help out that everybody's willing to give.
Well, you know, it's a way of keeping your small town from dying. It's, you know, we get over 50,000 tourists that come off that Interstate 80. So we're very proud of what we have here. And, of course, we're like other small towns. There's some things that we're suffering. You know, we're trying to get the economy built up again. But one thing we know for sure, that celebrating our Danish heritage is one way of getting people to come visit our small community and the businesses that we have in town. And we're lucky to have all the museums that we have.
And most of these things that we talk about too this weekend, the admission price is?
The museum's actually giving out free tours, the Museum of Danish America, for this weekend, which is great. Most of everything is free, or there's free will donation pots are out. And, of course, the fireworks Saturday night, I failed to mention that, is huge. I mean, we have some of the best fireworks in the area, and it's actually done by our licensed pyrotech, who is our local pharmacist, Tim Waymeyer, and his brother, and we call it the Waymeyer Brothers and their Nine Fingers. We just have a great time. And, you know, we always take donations to help take care of all of our expenses. But you'll see donation pots throughout the town. But it's a very reasonable family event. The actual elbow skeevers and the Dista Pulse is very affordable. The Danish Open Face Sandwiches. And, of course, we invite you to... you know, we have lots of restaurants here in the villages, so we invite you to partake with them also.
You bet. And I've been told that the open-faced sandwiches this year are going to be some of the best ever because a few of the staff here at KJAN will be helping to make them.
Oh, that's great. We thank you guys. And if anybody ever wants to volunteer and come up and turn a few elbow skeevers or help with the sandwiches, that is the Tivoli-sponsored food booths, and that's what kind of pays for all of our expenses.
You bet. Should be a lot of fun Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hope you get a chance to enjoy the Tivoli Fest celebration this year. Lisa, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. We'll see you this weekend.